Okay, today's daf is daf pei vav. We'll start again on the bottom of pei hei amud beis on page 85b. And to get back into the swing, let's go back to the Mishnah on 85a. The Mishnah said that if a woman said, konam shaniyosa, al pi ab, al pi avich, al pi achai, al pi achicha, eino yachal hafer. A woman says, a neder, whatever I produce is prohibited to your father, to my father, to your brother, to my brother. So that doesn't affect the husband. And if what she produces is prohibited on people, it doesn't cause her physical pain. So the husband can't reject it. However, if she says, konam shani osal picha, whatever I produce is prohibited to you, my husband. So now we have an argument. Chacham say the husband doesn't have to do anything. Because she owes whatever she produces to her husband. It's already meshubah to her husband. So it doesn't really belong to her. There's an obligation on whatever she produces to give it to her husband. So it doesn't belong to her. So she can't make a neder on it. So no need to be made for. Rabbi Akiva says the husband should be made for. Maybe she'll make more than what she owes her husband. So with the extra amount that she would make, she wouldn't owe her husband. Because of that extra amount, which would now be prohibited, the husband should reject the neder. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said the husband should reject the neder because maybe he'll divorce her. Once he divorces her, she won't owe him anything. So then the neder would take effect. And then he'll remarry her and then he'll be stuck with this neder. So therefore, he should reject the neder. The problem is that Shmuel said, halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Because the husband might divorce the wife, and then the neder would take effect. Therefore, the husband should reject the neder. So the Gemara says, what does that mean? The husband might divorce the wife, and then the neder would take effect? That's already a davar shelo b'olam. That's a new reality. When the wife makes the neder, is she divorced? No, she's married. So you're saying, yes, she said, whatever I make will be usher to my husband. Right now it's meaningless. But if new realities come into the world, she gets divorced, then it'll become meaningful. But we know that Shmuel himself holds that you can't impact things that don't yet exist. You can't be makdish davar shelo b'olam. You can't do a sale on a davar shelo b'olam. So presumably you wouldn't be able to do a neder on a davar shelo b'olam. So the Gemara wanted to suggest, well, maybe nedarim are different than hakdasha. Gemara suggested no. And the Gemara ends up at the end of the daf yesterday. The Gemara says, really, according to Shmuel, the reason why he's saying halachas like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is that in our Mishnah, it's not talking about a neder which will only take effect on a davar shelo b'olam, on her being divorced, which is lo b'olam right now. But what she said now can work on a davar shelo b'olam. The neder only takes effect once she gets divorced. But it's really taking effect in a davar shehu ba'olam, something that is in the world. Because she says, yikad shayadai, my hands now should have kedusha, not kedusha, my hands now should have konam status, leo seyan, which will only be impactful for the things that they make. But she's creating a status in the hands that are here now. And that's what she's making a net in a davar shehu ba'olam. And that's why it takes effect. But really, if it would be on the davar shelo b'olam, something that hasn't yet existed, even a neder couldn't happen on the davar shelo b'olam. That's what the Gemara had said yesterday. Yeah, question.
How come the question is only on Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri? How come the other guys also? It's because of the divorce, but even work isn't in the world yet. Mm-hmm. Right? Why is it any different? The whole scenario is kind of davar shelo b'olam.
Right? That's a nice question. You can ask that even the...
Even her work, it's not here yet, especially with the added
stuff, right, beyond her normal required handiwork. So I do believe that they discussed this question.
You're saying regular work because it normally happens, that's considered in the world that way.
Could be that. To discuss it. I guess you would have to say something along what you're saying, right? That the
so even when she, even in his cases, she might get divorced. But even if even in general, when she doesn't work, that work's not yet in the world.
The work isn't in the world, but because she's already getting the food, which is what's going to get him her work, so her work's already here, you know. But that's a good. It's a good point. Exactly. So that's what we had gotten up to yesterday. You can see here, Peheim with Beis, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, lines on the bottom. Am Rav Huna, Breder of Yeshua. Rav Huna, the son of Rav Yeshua, said, our Mishnah's Be'omeres, Yikadshu Yadai Lo'oseihem. Where she's saying, my hand should become Kadosh in reference to what they make. The Yadayim Le'isnu Beholam. Because the hands already are in the world. Okay. That's what we had gotten up to. Ask the Gemara. V'chiyam rahachi kadsha. If she says, my hands should have a kedusha, and that should impact whatever my hands produce, that's called making a neder on something which is in the world. But her hands right now are obligated to her husband. Her hands, whatever her hands produce, are obligated to her husband. So on what they produce now, nothing takes effect. It's only taking effect once she gets divorced. But once she gets divorced, it's a new reality. It's a davar shlo b'olam. So again, it's a neder and a davar shlo b'olam. Where it says, Da'amr l'chi migrisha. It's right. She says, my hand should become kadosh once I get divorced. So Gemara says, but hashtem yes lo migrisha. But now, she isn't divorced. Umimai dechiyam rahachi mahanya. And so who says that when she would say such a thing, it should work? In other words, even though she's trying to impact her hands that are here, which is not a davar shelo b'olam, that is ba'olam. But right now, she can't impact the hands because she's married. So the kedusha is only the kedusha or the neder is only going to take effect after she gets divorced. But after she gets, she hasn't been divorced yet. That's a davar shelo b'olam. So why should she be able to make a neder? Now, starting today's daf, Amar Rav Ila, the holy Amar Rav Ila said, I'll tell you why it works. Uma ilu omer lechaveiro. Imagine a guy who tells his friend, sadazu, this plot of land, this field, shani mocher lecha, that I'm selling to you. So right now it's mine, but I'm going to sell it to you. Likishe kachena mimcha, when I buy it back from you, taktish. It should become kadosh, or it should have a neder in it. So milo kadsha, then it's kadosh. It's a davar shelo b'olam, buying it back from you. Yeah, but right now I could create the kedusha because I own it. I haven't sold it to you yet. So I'm saying I could do it now. I'm not doing it now, but I'm going to do it, or what I want to do is not going to take effect now, and I have the power for it to take effect now. It will take effect once I get it back from you. The same thing is with a woman. A woman, she's married. She's saying, my hands are here. My hands I own. And once I have control of my hands, then the handiwork from my hands should have a neder on it. And that's already called the davershu babola. That's in the world.
But conditional.
No? It's more than conditional. We're saying that since right now she has authority over her hands, because it is her hands. So therefore she can make a neder on her hands for when she'll have more authority over her hands. Like a guy who's about to sell his field, and he says, I'm selling my field to you, I haven't sold it yet. This field is kadosh once I get it back from you, once I buy it back from you. So you'll say, but buying it back is a davar shel balaom. That's true. It is a davar shel balaom. But right now, he has control. He could have made the neder right now. Therefore, since he could make the neder right now, it would make sense that he should be able to make the neder now, and it'll take effect when he gets it back again.
What's the neder? What's kaddish?
What is kaddish field?
Let's say that no one should be able to benefit from the field.
So, like, for example, if I win the lotto, okay, I will do such a thing. Is that the same example here?
That would be davar shel balaom. That's not in the world. You don't haven't won the lotto yet. So it doesn't take effect.
Doesn't it? Only when I win, Bezat Hashem soon, that will happen. Is that right? Okay.
No, it wouldn't take effect. You have to make the neder after you win. After you win.
I cannot win before.
Didn't happen.
I have neder.
You can promise me anything that you don't have.
No, but
that's it.
I cannot make it. I cannot make an edit now
with you
for
after
when
that.
I, you know. Like,
I mean,
a lot of guys, for example, say, "Oh, when I get married."
Tzedakah, you could, but right. But
that.
Let's say a person says, "If I win the lotto, half of what I win, I can't get benefit from."
Okay, you could make that neder now because it's in the future, you don't have it.
It doesn't have it, it can't create an impact on it.
You cannot. Okay, you know.
In the world,
it's just not bound.
He could say, if I win the lotto, half will that go to tzedakah because he exists. So he's putting an obligation on himself.
Right.
But in terms of saying, if I win the lotto, half of that money is aser bahana. He wins the lotto, the money is not aser bahana, because
it was not in existence,
not in existence for him to be able to impact.
Okay, I got you. Okay.
So, yeah, please.
Can you say that any egg that my chicken lays from here on out is for a kohen or is for this?
No, it's davar shel balaom.
It's not an eder, but please give it to me if you promise me. That's it. Be a good man.
Maskefla, Rav Yirmiya. Rav Yirmiya challenged Rav Ila. Me dummy, how is your case comparable to our Mishnah? In your case, Sada Zushani Mochalacha, when a guy says, this field that I'm selling to you, once I buy it back from you, Kedusha should fall on it. Hashtabiyadehu. Right now, before I sell it to my friend, it's my field and it's under my control and authority. So it's in my hand. Ashtabiyadehu, it's in my hands. Isha, but a woman, biyadala aktish maisa yadeh, can she right now do anything to her handiwork? No, her handiwork now already belongs to her husband. She's married now. A married woman now has no control over the field. She has no control over the hands. So it's a davar shel balaom again. So why should it take effect? Hello, dami elom lechaveiro. If you want to compare it to fields, it'd be comparable to the following. A guy who tells his friend, Sada zusha macharti lecha, this field that I've already sold to you, likishekachena mimcha, when I buy it back from you, taktish, it should become kadosh. So mi kadsha, does it become kadosh? If you hold the davar shel balaom, you cannot impact. This is the classical case of davar shel balaom. So the Gemara is still struggling with our Mishnah, mostly with Shmuel. Shmuel says that the wife who made the neder, yikadshu yadai lo seyem al picha, that whatever is in my hand should become kadosh. And whatever my hands produce, now have a neder and be prohibited to you, my husband. So Shmuel says, well, that's going to take effect once she gets divorced. What do you mean it's going to take effect once she gets divorced? Once she gets divorced, it's a whole new reality. She can't make a neder now about a whole new reality. It's a davar shel balaom. It's not about a whole new reality. It's a partially existing reality because she said it's my hands that are going to have a status. So Gemara says, yeah, but her hands are irrelevant because she has no ownership over her hands anymore. She's married. Her hands are fully obligated to her husband. It's like a person who had a field, he sold it. And then after he sells it, he says, oh, that field that I owned, once I buy it back, it'll become kadosh. But right now, it doesn't have control. So that's a davar shel balaom.
Rabbi, yeah, even if she gets divorced and marries another guy, that neder kicks in?
It does, but our problem is why should it? It's Davish Lebalolam.
I know, but after she gets divorced from this guy, that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
And the second guy comes, the second husband.
Yeah.
That neder that she made, she has to redo it again for the second husband? Is that
no, it would kick in automatically.
It would kick in automatically.
Mm-hmm.
And he could do the mitar on it, you know, the second husband.
No, it was done before him.
It was before him.
Yeah.
So the only one is the Rabbanut.
Yeah.
Rabbanut Rashid, right?
Right. Okay, I see. Right.
Yeah, question.
Can you explain it, please? When I have a Sadeh, I have it. It's Kayam.
Yes.
And I say, when I will sell it to you,
yeah,
I will not going to be there anymore. This is a different a little bit when the Isha, she has no control on the Davar Shel Ba'olam. Not that she doesn't have it, she has no control. You don't have a control on the Sadeh. Mm-hmm. So why this neder will not be Mikayam? I understand Davar Shel Ba'olam, but it is Ba'olam. It's my Len. That's I could not understand the rabbi mentioned it, but maybe I'm missing something here.
Once the field is sold, you don't have control.
No, it's in my hand, Dan.
Right.
And I'm controlling it, and I'm going to make a nether when I am going to sell it to Jason. I'm going to tell Jason, I'm never going to enjoy any more from it.
Mm-hmm.
So why the nether is not a nether?
That would work.
It would be an edit.
Yeah, as long as you have it now, it would work.
Controlling the, so there was control. Yeah. So the same thing, if I have an etz tree,
mm-hmm,
and I say, when the tree will have a fruit, I'm not going to eat from the fruit, the nether is the nether.
Yeah.
Because I am have it. I have the tree.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. No, that's correct. In Moskva, Rav Papa challenged further. If you want to compare a wife to a field, me dummy, what's the comparison?
Field and wife is to compare. Baruch.
Yeah, field is a
Indian.
Can you compare it? Gabi Zvina Psika Milsaihu. In a field. Once I sell a field, that's it. It's gone from me. But Gabi Isha, but in regards to a woman, mi psika milsa, when a woman gets married to her husband, it's not as if she's fully the property of her husband. She basically owns herself. It's just that what she produces, she owes to her husband, but she owns herself. Therefore said Rav Papia, hello, Dami, if you're going to compare women to fields, it's like this case. It's like a guy who tells his field, this friend, Sadazu, this is a field of mine.
Yeah.
I had borrowed money from you.
Yeah.
And this field was the guarantee of the repayment of the money.
Right.
And you took the field as the guarantee.
Yeah.
So you took it as collateral. So once I come up with the cash, I'm getting the field back. This field that you've taken as collateral for my loan, once I give you the cash, taktish, it's going to become kadosh. So milo kacha, of course he can make it kadosh, because that's not called a davar shelo bala olam. The debtor owns his collateral, even when the collateral is in the hands of the lender. So to a woman owns herself. Even when she's under the domain of her husband, she basically owns herself. So since she basically owns herself, she should be able to make a neder on her hands. That's what her papa's saying. Because her hands, she owns herself. Maskefler Rav Sheish, Rebbe Ravidi, Sir Rav Sheish, the son of Ravidi, goes back to questioning all of this. He says, no. Mi dami, can you compare this? Sadeh, when there is a field that my friend has taken as collateral from me, Biyadoliftoso. I have the ability to pay the cash and get my field back. And since I have the ability to get the field back, I have the ability to get it back. I also have the ability to be maktishit. But Isha, a woman, when she's obligated to her husband, biyadoliskaresh, does she have the ability to divorce herself and get authority back over her handiwork? It's up to the husband if he wants to divorce her. The wife can't initiate divorce. The wife can't create divorce. It's the husband who creates divorce. Hello, dummy. So therefore, Rav Shisha suggested this is like a wife is a wife is like someone who tells his friend Sada Zusha Mashkati Lacha L'Eser Shanim. This field that I've allowed you to take as collateral for 10 years and I won't deal with it for 10 years L'Kishevtena Mimcha, when I get it back from you T'Kadesh, it should become Kadosh Milo Kadsha, so doesn't it become Kadosh? It does become Kadosh, because it's only collateral that he took it as. He doesn't own it. I still own it. So to a wife. A wife may not have the ability to initiate divorce or to create divorce, but it's only for a period of time. It's only for a period of time that her husband has authority over her. It's only as long as they're married. Eventually they'll get divorced or he'll die. Eventually she'll get her power back. And since she essentially owns herself, and she's eventually going to get that essential ownership back. Therefore, it's not a neder and a davar shlo bala olam, it's a neder on herself. And it can take effect according to Rav Shisha. Maskefel Rav Ashi disagreed with Rav Shisha. He said, me dummy, can you compare a field that's been given as collateral, even if it's only been given for 10 years, to a woman who's married? Hasam, when you have a field given for 10 years. Kayetz, we all know that for 10 years, the lender has it. And after 10 years, he has to give it up. So then I can understand that the debtor basically owns it, and he can make a neder onto it, because he knows when it's coming back. But Isha mi isla kitzusa. A woman, does she have any guarantee or any time when it's coming back? She doesn't know when she's getting out of her husband. She doesn't know when her husband is dying or giving her a divorce. So how could you say she has authority over herself? So we're back to the question again. If you're going to say that a person can't be makdish, what Shmuel talking about in our Mishnah, that Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nui is right, that once she gets divorced, she's going to be makdish, the Kiddush is going to take effect. Once she gets divorced, it's a new reality, it's a davar shlo bala olam, and a person cannot create an impact onto a davar shlo bala olam. El Amar Rav Ashi, now turning to Pei Vav Amud Beis, Rav Ashi suggested, here it's not Hakdasha, here it's a neder. Shiny konamos, it's true. If a woman were to say that whatever my hands will produce will become kadosh, she can't do that. Because her hands right now are obligated to her husband. What she produces from her hands is obligated to her husband. It's not hers to give it away. Once she gets divorced, it's hers, but that's already too late. But here we're talking about something else. We're talking about a neder. A neder is a konam. And we've learned earlier in our Masechta, we had a whole discussion about Yesh Me'ila B'Konamos. Is there Me'ila, is there a prohibition of desecrating the sacred when a person violates a neder, that a neder creates some form of Kedusha? But what type of Kedusha? We know there are two types of Kedusha. There's something called Kedushas Damim, and there's something else called Kedushas Haguf. There is holiness of the value, and there's holiness of the principle, of the object itself. If a person says, this table is kadosh to the Beis HaMikdash, that becomes kadosh pektushas damim. The value of the table is it belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. And that's called kadosh pektushas bedek habayis. It's holy, but it'll be used for the repairs of the Beis HaMikdash. But if a person takes a two-year-old animal and says, this animal is now a shlamim, that's a higher level of holiness. That's a holiness called kedushas haguf, where the object itself is holy and it has to be offered as a karban. Kedushas haguf cannot be removed. You can't redeem it. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Ashi Shani Konamos. You can't redeem a neder. If a person says, this is a konam, somebody else can't come say, okay, I'm going to give that value of money, and this will now no longer be a neder. You can't exchange. It's like a karban that you can't remove the sanctity. There's a special power to it. Ooh, and since there's such a special power, it has other statuses like a karban. Ukidir Rava like Rava. Amar Rava. Rava said the following. Let's say I borrow money from Yosef. Yosef says, well, Zev, I'm not sure you're going to pay me back. I say, you know what? Don't worry, Yosef. You see that ox over there? That ox is the guarantee. There's a lien on that ox. That ox, aputiki, you should go and collect from that ox. It's the guarantee. Go take from that ox. Then a week later, Yosef's not around. I say, this ox is a karban. Yosef comes to collect from me. And I say, I don't have any money. So I'm going to go take the ox. Oh, no, don't touch that ox. That ox is a karban. So can I make the ox a karban? The answer is yes. Because Kedusha Saguf is so strong that the Kedusha Saguf throws out the shibud. It throws out the lien. There was a lien. There was an obligation on the ox. But once the ox becomes a karban, it's removed. So the same thing is like the same thing here. A woman owns herself, for sure. But once she gets married, there's a lien. There's an obligation on her to produce for her husband, to weave things for her husband. But when she says that my hands have a konam on them, when she says my hands have a neder on them, that's not just kedusha like kedushas bedek habayis. That's a kedusha like kedushas haguf. That's a kedusha like karban. And just like karban can uproot a lien, this neder uproots the lien. And now her hands are not obligated to her husband. And that's why it can take effect even once she gets divorced. Amar Rava, Rava said, Hekdesh, or Chametz. Let's say I made a bag of bread, that object which is going to pay off the loan, and now it becomes Pesach, it's all Aser Ba'anah. Now the lender is out. Or Shichrur, if a person makes his slave the guarantor to pay the loan, and then he frees the slave. Mafkiin midei shibud. So the Gemara asks, I understand, if you're going to tell me, Gevaldik, right? If you're going to tell me Nidarim are powerful, Nidarim are like korbanos, a korban can knock out an obligation. So then why did Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri say that the husband should reject the neder? Because once he divorces his wife, the neder will take effect. Even before he divorces his wife, the neder should take effect. But the same way, even before I did anything to the animal, if I say this animal is kadosh as a karban, Yosef can't collect from the animal. If the wife says my hands have a neder on them, and a neder is a karban, so it uproots the obligation. Now, not that it'll uproot the obligation once they get divorced. So that's what the Gemara asks, Yachi, if so, lamin li shem yigarshena. Why does Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri say maybe they're going to get divorced, and then the neder will take effect? Even now the neder is taking effect. It's the Gemara, you're right, it's two reasons. It's two reasons. Tani changed the Lashon of the Mishnah. V'od, and a second reason, Shema Yigarshena. The way to read the Mishnah is like this. If a woman says, Yikadshu Yadai, Le'oseyan, that there should be a konam on my hands, and whatever my hands produce should be prohibited to my husband. So right now, she owes it to her husband. But Hektish Mafkia Midei Shibud. It becomes a karban, and now she can't give it to her husband. And in addition, when she gets divorced, she certainly won't be able to give anything to her husband, because then she won't even be meshubedes. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says the husband needs to reject the neder. So it's not making something happen in a davar shelo bala olam, that you couldn't create something now, but you're going to be able to create something later when there will be a new reality. How could that be? It's not what's going on here. You're making something now. Right now, it's becoming a karban. And once it's becoming a karban, it's going to uproot the obligation of the husband, or the fact that she owes it to the husband, and therefore the husband right now can reject it. And he should reject it for now, and he should reject it for later too. Yeah, question.
But have some problem with the kinyanship. If you give him to Yosef, the acts as a guarantee.
Good.
And you be magdish, why should ever I lend anybody money if you can be magdish the davar? And Chachamim, we know that Chachamim make all the shinuim.
Yeah, Chachamim do a lot of things to keep the credit open. It's true, they do that.
Crossbow of Kanash, we eat on all of this.
Right.
And come here and say, okay, I'm not going to give less loan anymore. That's a fact. That's
halacha.
Kedusha's kedusha, karbanos. What's that?
Is this halachically for a contract as well, or just for a neder?
What do you mean? What would be the case of a contract?
I'm saying, are we talking neder here,
mortgage,
or are we talking contract, or is mortgage either way?
If you mortgage their property,
saying that a neder is like a karban and it can knock out a mortgage.
The neder, I understand, but what about a contract?
What's the case?
You signed a piece of paper. It's not a neder.
You sold your ox? It's collateral.
That's what happened.
That is what happened. There was a contract.
Then you put a neder.
Forget a neder. The concept of allowing the animal to be a korban in lieu of the neder and taking ownership. If you sign a contract on it,
Be the same.
So it holds the
yeah, the net, the kedusha, the neder uproots the prior obligation.
Maybe the question would be: are you still as a okay? It's a kedush, mm-hmm. But you have an obligation according to Allah to still pay $100.
Of course, you borrowed money, you have to pay back.
Ah, okay. So
Allah doesn't have bankruptcy,
but you still have the obligation.
But you lost your security deposit.
It's okay.
In halacha, there's no such thing as bankruptcy.
Now you have to do
the person always has to pay the money he owes.
To get your money. That's all.
Always has to pay what he owes.
Rabbi, on top of Izzy's question, consecration chametz and emancipation just happen, they trigger by themselves. But to make something kaddish, you do it yourself. But
a man would emancipate his slave. It doesn't happen by itself.
Oh, doesn't it happen until after 6 years?
No, that's only a Jewish slave. We're talking about a non-Jewish slave here. No, he emancipates the slave. Chametz happens on its own. That's correct. Next Mishnah, we learned in Parshas Matos. If a daughter makes a neder, or if a wife makes a neder, the father can reject it, or the husband can reject it. Nadra ishto, a man's wife made a neder. V'savur shenadra bito, but he thought it was his daughter who made the neder. So he rejects it, but he thinks he's rejecting what his daughter said. He doesn't realize he's really rejecting what his wife said. Nadra bito v'savur shenadra ishto. Right, he hears a woman saying, "Oh, I'm not gonna, I don't know, eat pickles." He says, "Reject it. You like pickles. It's rejected." But meanwhile, it wasn't his daughter. It was really his wife saying. He thought it was his wife, but really it was his daughter. Nadra ben Nazir. He hears a woman making a nadir. He knows who it is. He knows it's his wife. He knows it's the daughter. Savur shenadra b'karban. He thought she was just saying she has to bring a carbon. He didn't realize that she was saying she has to be a nazir, and he rejects it. Nadra b'karban v'savur shenadra b'nazir. Nadra b'te'enim. She makes a neder not to have figs. V'savur shenadra b'na'anavim. He hears it and he rejects it, but he thought what he was rejecting was a neder about grapes. Nadra b'na'anavim v'savur shenadra b'na'te'enim. She made a neder not to have grapes, and he thought she was saying she's not going to have figs. So in all of these cases, he can turn around and he can reject the neder. He has to turn around and reject it. So apparently, the mistaken rejection is not enough. You have to get rejection right. You have to know the person, you have to know the neder, and you have to have be intending for the right person and the right neder.
And how old extension. Is Sheila now? The rabbi's the age.
The girl could only be up to 12 and a half.
Up to 12 and a half, okay. So
I just look at the circa. When you give me a mortgage, who owns the property? You give me the money, you are mortgaging.
So
the creditor never really owns the property.
The creditor has a lien on the property. There's an obligation. Yeah, but there's an obligation.
So correct.
You could be makdish as a carbon. A carbon, kedushas haguf, could take away the lien. Rabbi Chananya ben Akashi omer, Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu lezakos Yisrael.